I gotta do it deep. Okay. So, I wanted to practice. I can never get off on time here lately. Right last minute, something comes up. It takes us about 18 minutes, 20 minutes to drive from Vegas.
Yeah,
but
I can't get off early.
Scatterbrain, brother. I'm sorry.
Well, that's kind of a day, I'll tell you that for me. Busy. Amen. I'm trying to refinish my skirt. It's on the line.
Yeah.
You're painting. It turned out good. The wind was blowing, the leaves were blowing, and trying to blow on top of it. I mean, I was way out from the trees, and all of a sudden, you're going to be a leaf out of that fresh paint. I didn't, I wasn't trying to do camouflage. I left it in.
It's just like when you paint bugs, have to get in it.
Yeah,
it's on you. Time, people have to test your tape until it's
ready. Yeah, I probably did.
When I used to paint cars, a moth would get in it. You had a light on at night, it came with that. And we do the back stroke across the hood. I'll charge no extra for that. There was a time when the Spirit of God moved in a mighty way. There was a time when the people of God lived in a godly way. Something's wrong. It's time to turn around. Something's wrong. It's time to heed the sound. We need revival. All across the land, we need revival. It's time to take the stand. Better fall on our knees and pray. And turn from our wicked ways. We need revival. All across the land. Now is the time. And this is the place. We're the one. We dare not hesitate. The people of God must lift their voice. We must be strong in the power of God's name. Must be strong. Be darling, we need revival. All across the land, we need revival. It's time to take the stand. Better fall on our knees and pray. And turn from our wicked ways. We need revival all across the land. We need revival all across the land.
Amen. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. Let's take our hymn books and turn to page number 127. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Amen. Even in the bad days, we can trust in Him. In the good days, we can trust in Him.
Yes.
He's always constant in an ever-changing world. Amen. If you get there, when you get there, let's stand, please.
So sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood. Just in simple pray to plunge me neath the healing cleansing flood. 3. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin itself to cease, just from Jesus' lamp we take in life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Number 4, I'm so glad I learned to trust Thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend, and I know that Thou art with me, will be with me till the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more.
Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, I just want to thank you for this night, Lord. Thank you for, Lord, just being so good to us these past couple weeks, Lord. You've met with us, Lord, and you've been faithful to us, Lord. And even when we haven't been quite as faithful as we should have been to you, I do pray, Lord, that you would do a mighty work in our hearts, continue to do that work. And we do thank you, and we do love you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, man.
Amen. 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 You may be seated. It's good to see everyone tonight. Trust that you've had a good day, enjoyed the beautiful sunshine out there today, a little warmer today. And definitely a blessing. I had noticed on the way up here to the platform, Brother John Ridings, of course, has been on with us most of the 2 weeks, if not all of it. And he had asked us to keep his granddaughter, Brianna, in prayer. She's flying back to Powell, Tennessee to finish up another semester at college at Crown. And so do keep her in prayer. Of course, pray for him. Pray for the churches there. And the virus to calm down, of course, in Mexico and in El Paso where he is. And so do pray for that. Want to thank everyone as well for all your faithfulness. It's been 2 weeks. I know that tomorrow night's the final night, but it's been 2 weeks. And I appreciate that you're faithful to it. Now, I know a lot of churches, a lot of preachers would say, you know, I can't believe you're having 2 weeks, or they think that when you go to 2 weeks, it means that you're already in the second week because it's extended over. But, you know, I'm thankful that church follows and just continues on, and that means a lot. That the pastor's not crazy enough to just put it on the books so we can actually come and let the Lord meet with us and do a work in our heart. And so thank you for that. And amen. Amen. Brother James, you got a song?
Yes, sir. Page number 4. Page number 4, everybody. Do it deep. You do it deep. Yeah, can't play it deep. It's written A flat, but A flat's too high for me. I can't get them high notes. Sometimes. Sister Pam, now she can do it. Ready, Brother Tim?
Some days this every cup will falter no more, and the grander, sweeter song I shall sing. For I'll join the rest of fire on heaven's bright shore, forever to praise my King. And while the age died for me, and I'll sing it while ages shall roll. When a million years have passed in that wonderful place, my song of praise will just have begun. For my joy will never end while I look on His face, and my song will never be done.
First fret's E flat.
E flat. It would have been a little higher. Yes. But hey. We hadn't done it quite a while, probably a month.
I couldn't remember the song, but it's been a while.
It's amen. Good. I've been knowing that yes. song
amen.
For 120 years.
Yeah. Amen. Let's take our hymn books and turn to page number 411. Hold the Fort.
Amen.
You stole my Bible, didn't you?
What? No, it was in plain sight, brother.
That's where my wife has everything. I look for it everywhere.
This is recorded.
I'll put something down and I'll look for it everywhere. She goes, did you check on the counter? Yeah. And then she grabs it. Right on the counter. I'm not saying nothing against her yet. That's later on. Hey, man, page number 411, hold the fort. Hold the fort. Let's stand, please. Oh, my comrades, see the signal waving in the sky.
Says just hold the fort.
Amen.
Hold the fort.
Yeah.
I don't know, Brother Danny, when you guys get ready to head out, you're gonna turn off before you get to it or through Atlanta, aren't you? Right after Atlanta, there's an area where we went up to get the buses. It's called Allatoona Pass. Now Allatoona Pass is where this song was actually written about. It was a Union station of supply. It was a supply station. Supply fort, And the commander there had been shot and killed. The XO that was the next in charge, he had been, well, he had been wounded through the head, but he was still in command. And most everyone was done. People were killed. Very few left to fight. The Confederate forces was all around it. And if they lost that fort, then the Union Army couldn't have supplied to continue to move down south. And they were about to surrender. They were about to raise the flag. And the signalman noticed that there was on the horizon, there was a signal coming in. And it said, "Hold the fort, for I am coming, W.T. Sherman." And Sherman was coming in right behind, was able to save that fort, was able to keep them moving forward. And you say, "Preacher, this is a Confederate area." This isn't a Confederate area. This is the America.
Amen.
Amen. And with that, I don't base it off of what man would say, but that's where this really came from. That's where that song started from. And I'm thankful that there's one greater than W.T. Sherman. Amen. And he said, "Just hold the fort. Just keep a going. You may think that you've been mortally wounded. Well, just keep a going. Keep a fighting. And the battle's already won." Amen. All right. You got a song? All right. Ready? Okay.
I was taught the scriptures before I could read them. I found them to be true. That's why I believe them with all of my heart, my soul, and my strength. With every song I sing, I choose to be a Christian. I will follow Christ, carry the cross that leads to life. I will be true, stand for my convictions, whatever others do. I choose to be a Christian. As this world grows darker, my lamp will be burning, kindled with love for the one who is worthy. He gave his all, so I will give mine. I'll lay my life on the line. I choose to be a Christian. I will follow Christ, carry the cross that leads to life. I will be true, stand for my convictions, whatever others do. I choose to be a Christian. Whatever others do, I choose to be a Christian.
I cannot run from your love. You're behind me and before me, underneath and up above. The darkness and the light are both the same to you. I couldn't hide from you. Spirit, even if I wanted to, my Emmanuel, you are with me. Oh, Emmanuel, there's nowhere you won't be. If I take the wings of the morning, I fall into the deepest sleep, even there. If I ascend up to heaven, or make my bed below, I know your hand will hold me wherever I may go. Before I was born, you already knew my day. Lord, I have no secrets. You know every path I take, my Emmanuel. You are with me. Oh, Emmanuel, there's nowhere you won't be. If I take the wings of the morning, I fall into the deepest sleep, even there. Precious are your thoughts, oh God, they're always on me, more in number than the sand. Oh, how great your love must be, my Emmanuel, you are with me. Oh, Emmanuel, there's nowhere you won't. I take the wings of the morning, fall into the deepest sleep, even there.
Amen. Now that's COVID free. That was COVID free. Amen. Amen. I've gargled and everything all day long. Just going. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Good to see you. Good to have you folks up there in the balcony too. Praise the Lord. Amen. We haven't mentioned them all week, and we're glad they've been up there, and they've been kind of quiet, but that's all right. Amen. Praise God. I just, if we can keep them from jumping out of the balcony and running around and going back up and getting a double dose of that, we'll be all right. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm telling you folks, listen to me. I'm enjoying myself. I'm sorry. I'm just having a good time. Yes, he's good to us. And boy, I tell you, it's been another wonderful day. For it is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. And we rejoice in that. And well, praise the Lord. Amen. Open your Bibles tonight to the book of Acts. Acts chapter number 2. Acts chapter number 2. We'll begin with verse number 41. We're going to talk about the church a little bit tonight. And I thank God for the church. Amen. I mean, the church is a special place for me. Now, you don't have to get saved at church. But once you get saved, you better head to the church. Amen. I'm serious. But I got saved in the church, or at the church. Amen. Then I got in the church. Amen. I was already in the building, but I wasn't in the church. And I got saved, and Well, thank God. I'm telling you, somebody says, well, you got to have the Holy Ghost to get saved. Well, amen. I agree to that. That's exactly how I got saved. The Holy Ghost of God birthed me into His family. Amen. And somebody says, well, do you speak in tongues? You don't have to. You got a problem? Can you understand me? Amen? Then why do I need to speak in tongues? That's what they did in the book of Acts. They're where everybody has a fit over. They spoke in every man's language. Amen. So we all understand the English. Not that we can speak it well, but we understand it. Amen? So we'll stick with it. Praise God. As a matter of fact, that's what my Bible's written in. Amen. But thank God for the church where I got saved. That's where I followed my Lord in believer's baptism. Amen. Hey, that's where I came as a baby in Christ and sat there, and the pastor came by with the baby food, and he fed me. And I'll be honest, most of the time I was on the front row. I'm like them little baby birds sitting in the nest, and mama's going off to get a worm because daddy's just brought one in, and I'm. You watch them. Boy, they are opening that little mouth, and they're ready. They just ate one, but they're ready for another worm. Amen. And they're doing that constantly, so they can eat. Amen. So they'll grow. Amen. And I sat there on that pew, and the pastor came by at the church. At the church. At the church. And the pastor came by and fed me. Boy, I began to grow a little bit. Amen. Had some growing pains. I did. Had some growing pains. That pastor, man, he'd say something sometimes, and I was in pain. I was hurting. Why? Because it pricked my heart. Amen. But I began to grow and got a little bit of growth on me. Amen. And then I was in church when God called me to preach. I was there when I surrendered to that call. I was in church. Amen. I was at church. I was going to church when I met my wife. Amen. Hey, we took our children to church before they was ever born. And we kept it up all the time that we were over them. We kept taking them to church. Amen. And now our grandchildren are in church. Thank God for the church. Well, where can you get so much accomplished in this world? There's not another organization or whatever you might want to call it, there's not another place that gets what's done in the church. They can't even come close to getting that accomplished. Amen. Thank God for the church. I come now to church as an old man. I come to church because I've learned something here. This is the place to be. This, if I didn't learn anything else, and God knows I need to learn a whole lot more, amen. But if I didn't, I just know I'd come and hang out because it's a good place to be. Amen. I've never got into trouble coming to church. Unless certain pastors were there. But I never got. Really. God, I know the Word of God. We talked about it a little just briefly last night, but David said, that I will hide His Word in my heart that I might not sin against Thee. Amen. I know it's the Word of God that keeps us from sin, but thank God it's the church where I learned that. Amen. Well, I'm telling you, the church is important in my life. It may be something, oh, big deal, I can take it or leave it. It may be that for some folks, but it's not for me. I can't leave it. It's not in my heart to leave it. And Brother Jeff, really, we joke and carry on, but if you said something that was very offensive to me, I couldn't quit going to church just because of that. Sure. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Boy, the church means so much to me. God is so good. Amen. He's so. That's where I met you folks, was at church. Amen. If it wasn't for church, Brother Scooter, amen, I wouldn't know y'all. Let me retake that. That could be a good thing. No. Really, if it wasn't for the church, I mean, I could call every one of you's name out because that's where I met you. Well, God sure is good to me. You may wish it never happened. You may sit there and say, well, I wish that day had never took place. I praise God for that day. Amen. And every day since then. Amen. Well, I'm telling you, the church is the place to be. The church is where you ought to take your family. People want to stay home. And this is their excuse. This is what they say. We're going to stay home because we need some quality time with the family. So here they are, kicked back in a recliner, halfway watching something on TV, halfway snoring.
Right.
And the kids come in and want to talk with daddy or mama or something. And, get out of here. Go find something to do. Get away. He said, we don't holler like that at our kids. Well, how do you holler at them?
Right.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
I found out some folks that don't whip their children, they do a lot more hollering.
That's right.
Amen. They try to whip them with their tongue. You can't do that and get by with it. It'll backfire on you. Amen. But the church, I mean, really, I thank God for the church. Well, what a special place it is. It is. It's a good place to hang out. You got any free time? You ought to pull up out here in the parking lot. If you don't have a key to the church, it's probably because they don't trust you. But if you don't have a key to the church, you ought to every once in a while just pull up out here in the parking lot and just pray for your pastor, for his family. And then start going down the rows and of the pews and praying for one another. Amen? Walk around the building and pray for your church. Just walk around it. Just around it. Lord, help our church to be what we ought to be. Amen? We'll do more of that. We ought to. You say, Brother Danny, I concentrate on praying for the lost. Well, that's good and wonderful because God's very pleased with that. But it won't hurt to pray for your church. It'll help, as a matter of fact. I think that's the reason a lot of folks just don't want to go very much. They don't have anything invested in it.
Right.
Old preacher man, Brother Sam Sparks, going on to be with the Lord. He was an old man when I met him, and he just got older. Amen? And then one day he got tired of getting old, and he went home to be with Jesus. Amen? But he used to say, when folks come talking bad to me about my church, I just tell them, hey, you just get out of my face and get on down the road and get away from me. I've got too much invested in my church to put up with your trash.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I marked that down. I remember that because I like that. Amen. I thank God for my church. Amen.
Yeah.
I do. I praise the Lord for the church. This is where God meets with His people.
Yeah.
You say, well, God's with me everywhere I go. I understand that.
Right.
But He meets. There's a specialty about meeting with God at church.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Well, there's nothing like coming in, singing praises unto the Lord, and nothing like, my friend, just having a good prayer time. There's nothing like preaching and getting preached to. Amen.
Right.
I mean, this is a good place. Praise God. Thank God for your church.
Right.
Thank God for your church tonight. Acts chapter number 2, if you'll stand with us, beginning with verse number 1. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2 and verse number 41. I'm sorry, verse 41. Then they that gladly received the word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. I like the way God words things. I believe He's got a purpose for it. Amen. Notice He said they were added unto them that day about 3,000. Do you ever wonder about things? Why did He say about 3,000? Let me tell you about God. He knows everything. He knows exactly if they were 3,000 or 2,999. He knows, but He didn't put that in there. You know why? Well, some of us are so nutty, amen, that we'd say, well, you're not really a church unless you got 3,000. The Bible says so. So He said about. Amen. I mean, it's like that thorn in the flesh with Paul. And the Bible does not tell us, and folks, I've had preachers get up and say, well, we believe, and I'm saying, I don't believe that. Amen. They want to tell us what it was. And God's not smart enough to know how to put it in His Word. So He needs me to tell you what He really meant. No, my friend, listen to me. He left it as a thorn in the flesh so that it would help me and would help you alike. Amen. So whenever something came that prodded us or bothered us, my friend, we could expect grace to abound.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
And so here He says they were added about 3,000. Oh, that is a good revival meeting, wasn't it? Amen. In verse 42, the Bible says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. These verses are telling us they were all in that one accord, that singleness of heart. My friend, listen, they were there and Jesus was the cause. Amen. They weren't there for selfish reasons. They weren't there for political reasons. They were there, my friend, because this is where they needed to be.
Yes.
Amen. And then the Bible says, and verse number 47, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. You know, you begin to read about the church here and just keep on reading about the church. My goodness, what exciting times the church lived through. Oh, wait, they had hard times. They had persecution like you and I have never yet faced. I'm not saying we won't, but we haven't yet. I mean, they faced open persecution. I mean, more than, oh, so you're one of them? Oh, goodness, I don't want to be a... More than that. I mean, they faced death itself. Many, many an early Christian in the early church, my friend, died for Jesus' sake. I don't mean figuratively speaking. I'm talking about actuality. They died because of the church, because of their love for Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I'm telling you, but boy, how exciting it was as the miracles begin to take place, my friend. And the church is the one that was witnessing all of this. Boy, can you imagine? Hey, isn't it good when we witness some things? God does something at our church and we witness that. Amen. See, our problem is, well, we believe in the sowing and reaping thing, but we're instamatic people. We want to tell somebody about Jesus. If they don't get saved right now, they're going to die and go to hell. It don't always happen like that. If you've got a garden, ever had a garden, you know you don't plant and reap. You plant and wait. You plant and tarry here.
That's right.
Amen? Isn't that what we do? Isn't that what we're supposed to do? We plant and tarry.
Yes.
And we wait upon the Lord.
Right.
Amen. And then when God sees fit, when God's... The Bible says, and the Lord added unto the church daily such as should be saved. Not just added in, but saved in.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Oh, listen, thank God for the church. Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you tonight for your church. How blessed we are. Lord, how blessed I am. Lord, God, I wouldn't even know how to have a family if it wasn't for the church. God, I know it's your word, but you use the church to get the word in me. Lord, thank you. Dear God, you've got a plan for your church. I pray, God, that you'd help us to ever stay close to you through your church. Lord, I know your word teaches us you're coming back after the church. Lord, I'm glad I'm part of that church tonight. I'm not a renegade out here just running loose and doing my own thing. Lord, God, I'm in the church. Thank you. Father, help us tonight. Help those that might be lost tonight that come to know you as their personal Savior. Lord, even while we're preaching tonight, they could call upon you and be saved. Lord, I pray for Christians tonight that we'd get a hold of this and let it get a hold of us about our church. God, I pray that we would start exalting you through the church. Lord, help us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Boy, it didn't take me long to get COVID from you. You didn't gargle, did you? Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord for the church. Amen. Praise God. Here we begin, as we said, oh, we begin to see some exciting things. Do you realize when all this is taking place, my friend, immediately in verse number 3, we find a miracle. Amen. You'll find miracles happening down at the church. Amen.
Right.
I mean, we're praying for revival.
Yeah.
And you know what's going to happen? We're going to have revival.
Yeah.
See, here's some of us don't know it, but some of us already got revival.
Sure.
You say, what do you mean? Well, we're not only having a meeting this week, but you've been coming. That's revival. How many of you was in church 2 weeks ago every night? See, we already got a little revival. Hey, amen. I'm serious. Thank God. Oh, I'm telling you, we need to. You'll find miracles happening at the house of God. Why, March the 27th, 1969, if you'd been at Calvary Baptist Church, which is a church, amen. If you'd been at Calvary Baptist Church in Hartsville, Alabama, you'd have saw a miracle take place that night. That's when I got saved.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Right. Now, we got some of you that didn't get saved here at the church, but you got saved close here to the church because of the church.
Right.
You say, no, wait, don't argue with me. Yeah, you did. You got saved because, listen to me, this church was hosting, if you will, a revival, a two-week revival last year. Some of you got saved last year. There's nothing going on between me and him. I want you to know that right now. Amen. Got saved. Some of you, 2 years ago, got saved. Church was having a revival 3 years ago. Somebody got saved. 4 years ago, some of you got saved. 5 years ago, some of you got saved. Well, even and on, we could go on. But some of you surrendered to preach. These are miracles that happen because of church. Listen to me. I'm not trying to lift the church above the Lord because the church belongs to Him. It's His church.
Yes, you're right.
And He used His church to give us a place to come to to have revival. To see miracles take place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ain't He good tonight? Praise God.
Amen.
What I'm trying to get at is, my friend, the early church was a great phenomenon. You okay, son? Whew. I thought he'd fell out of the balcony.
Oh,
amen. Yes, it is. Eat your own bread. Amen. Praise God. But the church is it. What made? I mean, we read these things. You keep reading about things happening at the church in the Bible. What caused this? What was so great about the early church? Because it was.
Yes, yeah.
Amen. It was. Well, I'll tell you the first thing I see as I begin to read about the church. I see that they were concerned about one thing. The church was concerned about one thing. A real church of God, and I don't mean that brand. I'm talking about a church that is God's. A real church of God, amen. Don't tell me God ain't got a sense of humor. He just makes things come out that way, amen. But a real church, praise God, it belongs to God. My friend, they only have one concern. Their concern is not that I have my way, that we're going to vote next week on what color to paint the church building, and I want to make sure I get my color, and I'm going to go around and I'm going to politic with all of you to get you to vote on the color that I want. That's not the purpose of the church. The early church didn't have those problems. Amen. You know why? You say, well, yeah, Brother Danny, they think about it. They didn't have buildings. No, that is not the reason. They didn't have those problems, my friend, like that, because they were there to see that others had what they had. They were concerned with souls. Amen. That was their number one concern, was souls. Amen. They cared about souls. Now, I bragged last night on this church, and I'll brag on it again tonight. I noticed something about y'all. You come to church, and I've noticed something over the years. You invite others to come, and I know this year's been a little bit different and all of that, but that's not it. You invite others to come. Why? You want others to have what you have. There have been, over the years, Brother Jeff, and I know it's been true with you too, but I've had people in your congregation come to me and say, pray for so-and-so, I work with them, or I've met them and so on at some place or another, and I've been inviting them to come. We need to pray because they're lost and they need Jesus.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Huh? Yeah. But some of you go around and you hand out tracts.
Yeah.
Why? You want others to have what you got.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
I walk by that table every night, in and out, and I look at it, and there's those prayer cards, as we call them, on the table out there. And they're of missionaries. Missionaries that go to other countries that are going to go and going to preach the gospel to those people there that you'll never meet. And you're sending your money over there to a country where you'll never meet those folks. Now, if somebody makes that stupid statement, you need to remind them you're wrong. You say, Brother Danny, but it is true in a way because we'll never meet them. Oh, really? Well, I'm saved.
Right.
You may not get to meet them, but I'll tell them you said hello.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. Why? Because you care about them. You want them in another country that does not speak English.
Right.
They ain't got good English. Amen? Right. And you want them to have what you got. What is that? Well, a perfect pronunciation. What is that? I don't know. I just heard the word and picked it up and thought I'd throw it out because it kind of burns my tongue and I don't want to hold it. Amen. No, really. They may never speak our language here and we may never speak theirs here, but we'll all speak the same language over there. But that's not what we're after, is speaking the same language. We're after them to have what we have.
Right.
Jesus.
Right.
Jesus.
Right.
Amen? You know what our songs are based upon? They're based upon our love for mankind. We want to sing about our Jesus so they'll know our Jesus.
Right.
Amen? Yes. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Right.
I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see.
Right.
What is that about? Well, that's about us experiencing God's grace, and now we want others to experience
right.
that same grace.
Right.
Amen?
Yeah.
We're concerned about that. That is one of the things, my friend, that makes our heart tick. It's the fact that we can tell others about our Jesus, how wonderful He is to us, and He'll be just as wonderful to them.
Right. Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, the devil don't want us to do that. We preached last night on how to defeat Satan. And listen to me, he don't want you telling others about Jesus.
Right.
But that's no reason to quit because he's a loser anyway.
Right.
Let me remind you, my friend, the end of the story concerning the devil, and there is an end concerning the devil. I told you there's no end to this story, and there's not, but there is an end to the devil's part.
Yeah.
And that means he's going to end up in hell,
yes.
burning forever and ever and ever and ever.
Right.
Amen?
Yes.
But we're trying to keep folks from going to that place to be with him. Amen. We want them to go and be with us.
Yeah.
As we gather around the throne of God and sing praises to Him in person. Amen.
Yeah.
Isn't that going to be awesome? Amen.
Yeah.
They were concerned about one thing. That was just getting others to Jesus. We find the story in Mark chapter number 2 where four men take their friend to a house where Jesus is preaching. They get there. Listen, some of us will go to the extremes. Do you realize we'll pay our tithe to the church? We'll give a love offering to the church, my friend, and then we turn around and we do give to those missionaries out there. We'll go to the extremes.
Right.
Amen?
Yeah.
I mean, rather than putting that money up over here, putting it up over there, or going out and blowing it, amen?
Right.
Instead of that, we'll give it to missions.
Yes.
Why? My friend, listen to me. Because we want them to have what we got.
Right.
Those four men, they took their friend to Jesus. They get there, and they can't even get to the windows, my friend, because there's such a crowd at the house that day.
Right.
And Jesus is in there preaching Jesus to them.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
And they saw the situation. They couldn't get them in the house to where Jesus was, so they just laid the cot down and left the old boy there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh? See, some folks won't go to the extremes. Amen. Some folks wouldn't give 50 cents to a missionary going to the field, even if they knew one person to get saved.
Right.
And it'd definitely be worth it.
Right. Yeah.
But they're not going to give because that's my money.
Right.
Amen. Well, I'm glad we're part of a church that believes in the salvation of souls. Amen.
Yes.
Not that we can save, but we know the Savior who can save.
Right.
Amen.
Right. Yeah.
4 minutes. So they get him there. They can't get him in. What do? They take him up on the rooftop. They begin to do the undoable. They begin to tear the roof off of it.
Yeah.
And I can just hear them say, those Jews, amen? I can hear the Jews say, hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. We've never done it like this before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen? Amen. Boy, you know what? They just kept on tearing the roof off. Then they lowered him down to their Jesus. And he got saved that day.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, that's what the church is about, is wanting others to have what we've got. That's what these four men wanted. They wanted their crippled friend to have what Jesus had. And my friend, listen to me, it would have been all right if Jesus had not healed him, just saved him. That would have been fine.
Yes.
Amen, because that's what he really needed, and that's what he got that day.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Not only that, my friend, but what made them so great, they had one solution to every problem. In Acts chapter number 12, you can turn over and read, but not now, but later, amen? But over there in Acts chapter 12, we find where James, the brother of John, had been killed. And Herod had taken him and killed him, had him put to death. And he took Peter to also take his life. And the church got together and they prayed. They had one solution to every problem. It didn't matter what rose. You'll find what the early church did. That was they prayed.
Right.
I'm talking about a prayer of faith.
Right.
In other words, believing. As they prayed, they believed that God was going to hear and answer their prayer.
Yes.
And they prayed.
Yes.
Oh, they took Peter to prayer, boy. And they're praying for old Peter. Over here in the house, they're praying. Peter's locked up in prison because Herod's going to do him in tomorrow. Amen. And they're over here praying. They're earnestly praying. You say, what do you mean, earnestly praying? They're sincere in this prayer.
Yes.
My friend, nothing is going to stop them in their prayer life because they're, hey, that's all right if you want something, you're praying for yourself, isn't it? To just pray, pray, pray. But when it's somebody else, and it was somebody else, amen. And yet they were praying sincerely in prayer, believing God. My friend, angel came into prison. You know the story. If you don't, you can read about it when you get home. Amen. Give you good Bible study time. Amen. But he's there in jail. They've locked him up. My friend, I mean closed the gate out front and locked it shut. He's in bonds and chains, and they've got him all tied up, my friend, there in the prison. They're sitting there. It's got to be late at night. They're all asleep. And an angel comes and taps him on the shoulder and says, come with me. And old Peter begins to follow him. Peter's thinking, I'm having a vision. I'm having a dream of some kind. This is not happening. It's not real. It's just a dream I'm having. They go through out one gate and through another. The gates are just, when they get there, the gates are just swinging open. They're not having to open them. Peter's not having to push. The angel's not even touching the gate. I guess they had COVID and they're doing, amen. But they're walking out through the gate. They get outside and the angel disappears. Boy, isn't that spooky?
Yeah.
It is, unless you're saved.
Right.
Amen, because this was an angel of God.
Yes.
And my friend, he got out there, and he went down to this certain house, and there was a young lady there named Rhoda, and he's knocking on the door now. She comes to the gate. That's what the Bible says. She comes to the gate. And she looks out, she sees it's Peter. When he hollers out, hey, somebody, open the door. She recognizes his voice. She goes on to the gate, she looks out, she sees Peter standing there. She's so, what we say, beside herself. Amen. She knows the others are in there praying. And she is so excited about this thing, she sees Peter and leaves him standing there at the gate and turns and runs and tells the others, say, listen, let me tell you something. Peter's outside the gate. They thought she was wacky.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. They thought she was. And she kept on and kept on until they finally went to the gate and saw Peter standing there. Whoa. The church prayed for him. Man, they had one solution to every problem that arose. It was prayer. It wasn't just that one time for old Peter. Throughout the Bible, my friend, you'll find them. In Acts chapter 16, verse 29, you'll find prayer working. We used it last night. We talked about Paul and Silas, how they were in jail. And at midnight, they prayed and sang praises unto the Lord. There's that prayer again. The church, listen to me, they knew, my friend, they were in a situation, as a matter of fact, they in a no-win situation, so to speak. They knew that. They knew that God's going to have to take care of them, my friend, one way or the other. Or set them free. They knew that. No, Paul and Silas just began to pray. Sing praises. And the prisoners heard them. Aren't you glad that the prisoners weren't the only ones listening? There was a God in heaven that was listening. And old Paul and him began to sing, and the Bible says there was an earthquake. Oh, I tell you, it'd be nice to have a prayer life. It'd shake earth, wouldn't it? We can. Paul's no superhero. He doesn't wear a cape and fly and all that other kind of stuff. He may wear a COVID mask, but he don't. Amen. He would this day and time. But he wasn't a superhero. He was just a man with a superhero. Amen. Prayer. Do you realize what I'm saying? Let me say this and insert it while I'm thinking about it. My friend, you get to wonder what made the church great. These are the things that made them great. And you and I can be a great Christian. We can be a great church today, Brother Jeff. You know why? You say, well, Paul doesn't live in our day and time. Peter doesn't live in our day and time. Well, I got to argue with you there. They're very much alive. Yonder in heaven. Amen? But still, you say, but we're not them and they're not here. And listen to me. It wasn't them that made the church such a great church. It was the God of the church. Amen. It was God that did. I've got the same God that Paul had. I've got the same God that Peter has. I got the same God that old beggar man there, or that lame man that they lowered down through the roof. I got the same God. Amen. You do too. This church serves and worships the same God. Amen. Hey, we can be great. I got news for you, honey. It's not going to surprise me when we get to heaven and God begins to list His great churches. Some of them are going to be in our day and time.
Yes.
And this one right here could be one of them.
Sure.
Northside Baptist Church. Why? Well, because we tithe.
Right.
Well, because we sing praises to the Lord and we worship Him. Well, because we support missionaries. All these things are true. That's exactly what makes a great church. And you know what? We're already doing these things.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's just start doing it with a bigger smile.
Yes.
Amen. Why? Because we want others. It all comes back to point number one. We want others to have what we have.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Listen, let me tell you something else. They depended on one source of power.
Yes.
The Bible says this in Acts 3 and 6. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. That's their power. Jesus Christ. I mean, here's Peter, and he's there before this lame man. My friend, he comes to him, and he begins to talk to him, and he tells him this right here, in the name of Jesus. He's telling this man, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. He didn't say, in my name. Well, we got all these faith healers. Amen. The truth is, they don't even have faith in their own self. they can't have because they're not doing what they say they can do.
Right.
Why don't they go to the hospital? Why do we have COVID today?
Yeah. Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
Why? If I've got that gift, why don't I hear about this man over here got the COVID? I'm going to run over here and snatch it out of him.
Yeah.
Somebody over here have it. I'm going to run over here and snatch it out of him. I mean, that's what they did, what the apostles did. They looked for people that had problems and situations
right.
So they could go to them and help them.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
We don't have that today. We're not apostles.
No.
I don't care how many of them got a card with their name on it and says apostle so-and-so. We don't have apostles today.
Right.
If we do, you're a dead person.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Amen. You ain't going to do us much good because you ain't doing good. Amen. Well, I wish folks would just let their common sense kick in every once in a while before we kick somebody else.
Right. Yeah, right.
Amen. Praise God. Listen, it was not the men that were so great. It was the church that was so great, my friend. And it was because they had one source of power.
Right.
They believed in Jesus. Matthew 28:18 says, and Jesus said, this is after His death, burial and resurrection. He's with the apostles, and he says this. And Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. He said, all power is given to him.
Right.
Boy, I'm telling you, folks, listen. Thank God for the church. Amen. I'm part of something that's real.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. It's tangible.
Yeah.
Amen. It makes a difference, amen, in such a manner, my friend, that the devil is running scared tonight.
Right.
Amen. That's the reason these Democrats want to get rid of Trump. They're scared of him.
Yeah.
They're scared of him.
Yes.
Amen. They're running with fear. Let's hurry up.
Yeah.
Do you realize? I told Brother Jeff the other day, I said, you know, I like to watch old Westerns. And you watch old Westerns, you can learn how to live as a Christian. Amen. Town's doing good. Nobody being killed in the town. They're just doing good. They don't have a saloon yet. They're just doing real good. Then comes somebody in the town, want to make a quick dollar, so they open up a saloon. First night to have somebody killed.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Old Matt's got to go in there with Chester and clean that place up. Amen? Why? Sin came in. My friend, listen to me. We need to learn a lesson tonight. Sin always comes in and tries to take over because it's afraid, my friend. It knows, listen to me, sin knows it cannot coexist with Jesus. Amen? There's either light or darkness, or darkness or light. There's not kind of light, dark. No, there's not. No matter your little reason in your brain right now, it ain't working. There's either light or there's not. There's either darkness or there's not.
Right.
Because when the light comes in, my friend, it shines, and the darkness comprehendeth it not.
Right.
But the Bible says, now you're arguing against God. Go ahead. You ain't going to get nowhere, amen?
Right.
But they depended on one source of power, Jesus. Let me go over it right quick. Some of you are fading off. They were concerned about one thing. What was that? That everybody had what they had. What did they have? Jesus. My friend, listen. They had one solution to every problem. What was that solution? Jesus. Prayer, but in Jesus' name. They depended on one source of power. What was that? Jesus. Amen. Seems like it's all about Jesus. Woo! Hey, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. He's the one. He's the one. He's the one. Oh, John said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. I believe that announcement just filled old John full of the Holy Ghost. He got so excited, my friend, that he knew this Holy One. And he wanted everybody else to know, I know Him. Amen. They had one message. One message. Some of you think that's all I got. It is. It's one message. No matter how we dress it up with a fine title, We illustrate it, you know, everything's got to start with A or a B or a C. That's the way Paul then preached. I mean, surely it is, because we think that's the only way it, preaching is done. We got to alliterate it. Amen? I mean, we got to, if it ain't done that way, it ain't preaching. You ask some of these preachers, they'll tell you right quick. Yeah. Amen. Paul, Peter, to old Peter on the day of Pentecost, he didn't preach. Nothing there rhymed or done nothing else.
Right.
He didn't even quote a poem.
Yeah.
How can that be preaching?
That's right, brother.
Come on, man. Got to have at least 4 points in a poem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Listen. Peter did preach, didn't he?
Yeah, right.
There's some proof to his preaching.
That's right.
I'm afraid most of us don't have any proof.
That's right.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
They had one message. Acts chapter 4, verse number 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved.
Right.
One message.
Right.
Everywhere they went. Everywhere old Paul went, he was telling about Jesus.
Yes.
Let me tell you, did I mention what happened to me on the road to Damascus? He told about Jesus,
right,
that great light shining around about him. Amen.
Oh,
Philip in Acts chapter number 8 and verse number 15, Philip preached Jesus to him.
Yes. Yeah.
Amen. And the Bible says there was great joy in that city.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm telling you, it's one message. We got one message. Church, isn't it great that we don't have two or three messages to get out?
Yeah.
We would get mad, wouldn't you?
Sure.
Hey, you stay out of my area, and I'll stay out of your area. Amen. That's the way we are. We only got one message. We might as well get along.
That's right. Yeah.
Amen.
Right. Right.
Why? The message is not about me.
Right.
The message is not about it. It's not about. It's about Jesus.
Right.
Jesus. Jesus. Precious Jesus. Amen. Not only that, but let me tell you this. Jesus was real to him.
Right.
He'd been crucified. He'd rose from the dead. He had ascended to the Father. He wasn't there.
Right.
But He was real to them.
Yes.
I dare say this. He was more real to them than He was those that came along just before them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Amen?
Yes.
Though they may have walked with Him. Some of them walked with Him.
Yes.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Some of them sat at His feet as He taught and preached. Some of them were there when He did miracles. Now He's gone. But boy, we see them talking about a real Jesus, preaching a real Jesus, praying to a real Jesus, having faith in a real Jesus. Amen. Acts chapter number 2, Peter is preaching. Remember the day of Pentecost? He's preaching. What's he preaching? He's preaching about a real Jesus. That's what the story is when you look at the message, my friend. He's preaching a real Jesus. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, Paul speaks about knowing Jesus. Amen? And then he tells again in 2 Timothy in chapter 1, verse number 12, he says, "For I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day."
Yes.
What's going on? He's preaching a real Jesus.
Right.
He knows Him.
Yes.
He knows Him tonight. Church, listen. We've got a real Jesus tonight.
Right. Right.
Praise God.
Yes.
Oh, they can take away our rights.
Sure.
Amen. Then take away our right of speech,
right,
free speech. They can do away with it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, they can.
Yes.
Well, you better keep that chest down there where you can breathe. Amen.
Right.
You're liable to choke on nothing.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm telling you, folks, listen to me. We need to understand we got a real Jesus.
Right.
They can take a lot of things away. Hey, they can take everything. They can take my family away.
Yes.
They can.
Yes.
Hey, they can take the church away from me.
Yes.
They can. They can take just, it looks like, everything away from me. I mean, they can even take my health,
right,
away from me.
Right.
But they can't take my Jesus.
That's right.
They cannot. They threw old Paul and Silas in the prison.
Yeah.
Thought that's going to do it. They'll shut up now. Because there, Jesus ain't nowhere around. He was right there in jail with them. Amen. See, they can't take him away. The old devil, he wants us to think that, hey, God's left you, he's forsaken you, and you're not winning this battle. Look who's in control. I'm telling you, I've got this thing won. He can tell you all that he wants. Listen to me. He can't take your Jesus away. What a church God's given us. A place to come to and worship. That's what he wants us to do. And worship him. Amen. What a Savior. Let's all stand tonight. Father, well, we love you. We thank you for your church. God, we thank you that it's real. And we know it's real because we're here in it. But just as real as our church is, you, our Jesus, are just as real. We thank you tonight. Ask you now, Lord God, that we'd realize how important it is that we be faithful to your church. God, that we really lift up our church and pray. Lord, hard times are going to come upon us. We're going to need a place. And it may be that we have to sneak off and sneak in sometime to get to have what we call church. It may be, Lord, that we have to meet in secret. But, Lord, God, we still have you and we can still do it. Would you help us tonight, Lord? Help us to be faithful to your church. God, it's not the building, but it's where we gather together to worship and to praise you and to serve you. Lord, help us tonight. Speak to hearts now, dear Lord. As we believe with all of our heart, we're living in the last days. When we preach Sunday about, Lord, that final call. Oh, dear Lord, God, I believe we're very close to the final call. Help us to be found faithful. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Pastor.